This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. New York Times bestselling author Wiley Cash releases his latest novel, The Last Ballad, on October 3rd. It's based on real events from his hometown, Gastonia, North Carolina.
It was a dangerous time to be a striker. It was a dangerous time to be someone from out of town. It was a dangerous time to be a woman and a person of color. And it was a dangerous time to ask for a living wage.
That doesn't sound very inspiring, does it? But it's a great setting to inspire courageous people like Ella Mae Wiggins and writers like Wiley Cash to tell the tale nearly 90 years later.
The Last Ballad tells the story of a young single mother who was swept up in a violent textile mill strike in Gastonia, North Carolina in the summer of 1929. It's based on the true story of the Laurier Mill Strike, which was, you know, one of the seminal labor movements in not only the history of the South, but the history of the country. It took place at the Laurier Mill in Gastonia, North Carolina, where I was raised. And Laurier at the time was one of the biggest mills in the state, if not the country. And, you know, the practices at that mill, the labor practices, were pretty grueling. People were working 12-hour days, oftentimes 72 hours a week. People were making $9 or $10 a week. Children were working inside the mill. And people were literally dying. And so a communist-affiliated labor organization from New York came down on New Year's Day in 1929. And on April 1st, the workers at Laurier voted to strike, and they walked out of the plant. A secret committee called the Committee of 100, they gathered together and began to violently undermine the strike. They destroyed the union's headquarters, destroyed the food supplies. They would kidnap strikers and drive them out to the country and beat them. They paid for advertisements that were run in the local newspaper, just really violent, violent anti-racial integration advertisements.
This is where Ella Mae Wiggins comes in, a single mother of 9 children. She lost 4 of them to whooping cough because she couldn't afford the medicine. She worked in a nearby mill.
The woman in my novel, which is based on a real woman named Ella Mae Wiggins, she lived in a predominantly African-American community in nearby Bessemer City, North Carolina, and she worked at one of the only integrated mills. Basically, everyone she knew and trusted was black. And when she heard about a strike at the Laurier Mill and found out that the union was demanding a 40-hour work week, a $20 minimum week for pay, equal pay for equal work, you know, this woman, Ella Mae Wiggins, was working 72 hours in a cotton mill for $9. And so she went to Gastonia and she attended these union rallies and she decided to join the union and she walked off her job. She immediately became the face of the strike because she was brilliant, literate, outspoken, she was tough, and she could sing. And so she began performing protest songs based on these mountain ballads that she had learned in Tennessee, where she was from. And she wrote and performed songs that went on to be performed by Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger. She traveled to D.C. and confronted North Carolina senators about labor conditions in the South. She single-handedly integrated the labor union in Gaston County against the will of local officials. Ella said, look, we're all poor. Our poverty unites us more than race divides us. And if y'all want to shut down mills and you want to swell the ranks of the union, it needs to integrate.
The Last Ballad is being released tomorrow, and author Wiley Cash is holding a reception at WHQR this Friday night, October 6th at 7 o'clock. Find details and additional conversation with Wiley at WHQR.org.
We go homes in the morning, we kiss our children goodbye. While we slave for the bosses, our children scream and cry. And when we draw our money, our grocery bills to pay.